Nolte, knowing he's losing, Joe Biden shakes up race with rigged early debate. By John Nolte on May 16, 2024. The corporate media have told us again and again that President Joe Biden is confident he will win re-election. The fake media, of course, dutifully report this without skepticism. Biden might be in denial, the media tell us, but, of course, Biden believes he will win. Biden never lies. You have his word as a Biden who showered with his daughter. Well, that was Tuesday. On Wednesday, Biden proved that he knows he's losing. And he did so in the most blatant way, by desperately trying to shake up the race. All of a sudden, Biden not only agreed to a debate with former President Donald Trump but announced he had accepted an early debate invitation from far-left CNN on June 27. The status quo would mean a late summer debate. Not one 5 weeks from now, and certainly not one before the respective Democrat and Republican conventions have officially chosen Biden and Trump as their nominees. A candidate happy and confident of a win would do the opposite of what Slow Joe just did. When you believe victory is at hand, the very last thing, you want is to do anything that might change the dynamic of the race. A winner sits on his lead to keep the status quo firmly in place. Biden demanding a rigged debate, i.e., CNN. Jake the election meddler Tapper as moderator. No audience, accomplishes a few things for his fraudulency. 1. Flips the news cycle on its head. 2. Changes the political conversation. 3. Temporarily puts Biden on offense. And 4. Temporarily puts Trump on defense. Remember when John McCain suspended his campaign to go and save the economy in 2008? McCain knew he was losing to Barry Obama and hoped jumping on his white horse, with no idea where to take it, would shake up the race. That desperate move ended up being a disaster for McCain. And agreeing to debate Trump could very well end up being a disaster for Hunter's dad. We'll see. Nevertheless, Biden knows he's losing, which is why he did what he did. What's more, Biden didn't just agree to debate Trump. Biden did something even more desperate, something unprecedented. He told the oh-so-respected Commission on Presidential Debates, CPD, an organization that has rigged debates in favor of Democrats for decades, to stick it. Why? First, the CPD stages its 3 debates at universities. Biden knows this would mean 3 days of news coverage around each debate, focusing on Biden's allies among the campus Hitler Youth staging hate protests against the Jews. Second, Biden can't afford to wait. He needs to shake up the race now. Waiting for the CPD debates in August might be too late. So, what we have here is another example of the correct way to gauge a presidential race. Polls only tell you so much. Politicians spin. If you truly want to know who's winning and who's losing, watch what the candidates do and where they go. Biden is practically living in the states that certified him the winner in 2020. Biden is defending his territory. Trump is campaigning in the blue state of New Jersey. So, yeah, Biden knows he's losing and knows it's time for something drastic. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.